A love of boats and their construction has given Neil Thompson much joy and a career anchored on the North Norfolk coast.
There can be few sights more magnificent than watching the 45-foot-long steel barge Juno in full sail, moving at 6 knots just feet away from Wells Beach. The dream of boat builder Charlie Ward, and designed by Andrew Wustenholme and Charlie, Juno is a luxury barge yacht based on the Thames sailing barges which used to ply the great ports of the area. She was completed in the late 90s, after many years of planning and a 2-year build. Neil Thompson, who now runs his boatyard on the Stiff Key Road in Wells with wife Richenda, was an apprentice to Charlie at the time and an integral part of the 3-man team that fitted Juno out after accepting delivery of the huge steel hull from Prior Engineering, Great Yarmouth. The build team were present for the launch in April 2000, with Neil on board for all sea trials. "I do have to say that I love Juno," says Neil. "She carries a lot of sail and moves nicely. But more importantly, she carries a lot of memories for me. I feel lucky to have seen Charlie's vision become a reality, and acting as first mate on charters with him to Blakeney Point and Skolt Head is a real release after a hard week's work." Neil's family on both sides are originally from Blakeney, although he grew up mainly in Bedfordshire. However, his landlocked situation couldn't curb a desire to take any available water, albeit in an old tin bath on a stagnant pond near his home. Long summer holidays were spent back in Norfolk, sailing in toppers and lasers with his cousins. "During the 80s, there were no sailing schools as such in North Norfolk," he says. "My education on the water was playing pirates, capsizing and stealing boats, and generally paddling about. The years spent learning about wind, tide, currents and sandbanks meant by the time he had left school and come back to Norfolk to live with his grandfather, he was both experienced and dependable at handling a variety of craft. A love of the construction of boats was strengthened by grandfather Frederick Thompson, who helped Neil build and varnish model dinghies in his garage. It only seemed natural then that Neil should approach Charlie Ward's traditional boats and jump at the chance when an opportunity arose to join the team. It was around 97 or 98 that I joined Charlie's yard at Morstan," says Neil. Charlie's father had built a boat by Billy May on the Norfolk Broads. Oyster was designed by John Leather, and Charlie decided to build a fiberglass version of this boat, working with John and Andrew Wustenholme in the late 80s to design the Norfolk range. "I feel that they created something genuinely timeless. The Norfolk range, made up of the Norfolk Smuggler, Gypsy, Oyster, Urchin, Horizon and Explorer, is a collection of craft for both harbours and estuaries and coastal use, comprising motorboats, motor launchers, dinghies and gunter and gaff-rigged yachts. The concept is first and foremost a classic design, based on leisure boats constructed during the first half of the 20th century. Even drawing influence from commercial fishing and trading vessels, and secondly, the combining of traditional and modern materials and building techniques to produce boats with not just aesthetic appeal, but flexible handling, reliability, and durability." In 2000, Neil set up his own yard, but still worked closely with Charlie on a variety of work, gaining skills and knowledge in not only boat building, but brokerage, chandlery, servicing, repair and restoration. Around this time, a chance encounter in a hostelry in Leatheringsett brought Richenda into his life. "I actually ran aground that first time I took her out on a boat," laughs Neil. "Hitting a mud bank at 45 knots in a ski boat on a falling tide is not the best of ideas." Richenda was working at North Norfolk Radio in 2004, but decided on a change of course, to Neil's surprise. "I was quite astounded when she decided to leave to join me at the yard," he says. Neil and Richenda turned out to make a fantastic team and were married in 2005 in, quite appropriately, a ceremony on Juno. This was also a time of transition for Charlie, who after a successful career had decided to take things a little easier. This involved the passing on of servicing work to Neil, who at that time had his boatyard based at Glamford. In 2007, Neil finally purchased the remaining business, including moulds, patents and build rights from Charlie. His family was completed by the arrival of Archie in the same year, and Grace 2 years later. I remember taking Archie out on an oyster when he was 8 months old, snuggled in a Moses basket, says Neil. The new business was to differ from Charlie's model in that everything was done under one roof, with no work going out to other companies. Neil arrived at his new premises at Wells in 2017. The move was a huge leap forward, meaning that whilst we maintained our customer base at Blakeney and Morstan, he says, we were able to attract trade from Wells and offer job opportunities to boost the local economy. Although the business has grown steadily, and great pride is taken in the use of highly skilled craftsmen to create the moulds and hand-machine the oak, teak, hardwood and larch used for rudders, tillers and interior and exterior trim, there has been a shift of emphasis, particularly in the number of boats being built, which is fewer than in Charlie's heyday. This is driven by Neil's aim towards true sustainability. The legacy of the Norfolk range is in its enduring quality and desirability, says Neil. We are not just about churning out plastic boats. As a boatyard and not a boat builder, we prioritise refurbishment and restoration, meaning that boats of 30 years can be made to look like new and have the longevity to ensure that what we do here is genuinely renewable.